have a good tan.
With their superhuman news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Physical fitness can help prevent young adolescents' depressions, study finds. Physically fit sixth graders, especially girls, are less likely to report feeling depressed when they reach seventh grade, according to a study presented at the American Psychological Association's 122nd Annual Convention. Even when researchers considered existing symptoms of depression and weight, sixth grade girls who performed better on a cardiorespiratory fitness test were less likely to feel depressed when they were surveyed again in seventh grade. There was a smaller but similar effect on boys' depression. A student's physical activity level may change from week to week, whereas fitness is a result of more prolonged physical activity. Moreover, depression in adolescence is associated with a range of poor school and health outcomes later on, and is the main cause of disability in this age group, according to the World Health Organization. Depression that begins at this time can lead to chronic or reoccurring depression in later years, and fitness programs are one way to help prevent depression in middle schoolers. Regular marijuana use bad for teens' brains. Frequent marijuana use can have significant negative effect on the brains of teenagers and young adults, including cognitive decline, poor attention and memory, and decreased IQ. According to psychologists discussing public health implications of marijuana legalization at the American Psychological Association's 122nd Annual Convention, it needs to be emphasized that regular cannabis use, which we consider once a week, is not safe and may result in addiction and neurocognitive damage, especially in youth, said Krista Lisdahl, the Ph.D. director of the Brain Imaging and Neuropsychology Lab at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Brain imaging studies of regular marijuana users have shown significant changes in their brain structure, particularly among adolescents, Lisdahl said. The rest of your superhuman news is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Get ready for the ultimate lean mass building pro hormone. Fusion Supplements introduces Trenadrol. You'll see dramatic improvements in strength, huge increases in lean muscle mass, a reduction in body fat levels, and zero conversion to estrogen. Shatter those PBs. Trenadrol is the perfect choice on a cut or body recomp as well as bulking. Snag a bottle of Trenadrol at superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section and use coupon code TRE. NADROL 3-0 and get 30% off.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
With the rest of your superhuman news, I'm Elliot Turton. Gut bacteria in infants. The population of bacteria residing in infants' gastrointestinal tracts may depend to a greater extent on babies' biology, specifically their gestational age at birth, than on environmental factors, a study finds. Despite the importance of intestinal bacteria in health throughout life, little is known about how the newborn infant gut transitions from a state of complete or near sterility to dense bacterial colonization within weeks of birth. Philip Tarr and colleagues used DNA sequencing to analyze bacterial populations in 922 stool samples from 58 premature infants residing in the controlled environment of neonatal intensive care units. The authors found that bacteria in infants' guts progressed through a choreographed succession of classes from bacilli to gamma proteobacteria to clostridia, interrupted by abrupt population changes. Consumer labs find popular coca powders contaminated. Following up on its discovery in May of high levels of the toxic metal cadmium in several coca-based products, ConsumerLabs.com recently tested additional popular coca products sold in the U.S. to assess the extent of the problem. The independent testing company now reports the problem is widespread among coca powders, involving nearly every brand of coca powder tested. Consumer Labs selected and tested 14 coca products sold in the form of a capsule, powder, liquid, chocolate bar, or nib, including products made from pure coca as well as extracts. These products included Ghirardelli 100% unsweetened coca, Hershey's naturally unsweetened coca, Hershey's special dark chocolate, Nevita's Natural Coca Nibs and Coca Powder, Nestle Toll House Coca, Now Certified Organic Coca Powder, Sunfood Raw Coca Powder, Swanson Full Spectrum Coca, and Trader Joe's Unsweetened Coca Powder. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. VitalForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, it's Tuesday, which means during the first hour, we'll be joined by Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour, where Rob answers listeners' questions about training, nutrition, supplements, and more. Then, during the second hour, we're going to be joined by another gentleman from the great state of Massachusetts, and that's Tony Gentlecore, as we talk about how lifting heavy things can improve your health and longevity and how to learn better techniques to lift heavy things. But first, let's get started with Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Well, I'm doing better now that I have a few nights sleep under my belt, and I'll get into that later, but boy, you don't know what you got until it's gone, as the song goes.
I can't wait to talk about that because I've had my own period of time where I really developed a nasty form of insomnia and could not sleep. So we'll talk about that later. But anyway, anything special we need to talk about before we get started? Any special sales going on over at CoachRobRegish.com?
Yeah, you know, we have had such a great response to the Tranquilogen promotion that we are willing to let that run through the end of the month, all the way through August. So if you're interested in getting 15% off, you can click on the Tranquilogen banner ad and, in the voucher section, type this discount code in, 15-4-TQ. Now, if you're there to buy Synthogen, you're not interested even in Tranquilogen, you're picking up your monthly Synthogen supply, just type free TQ in the notes section, and we will give to you a 6-capsule sample pack absolutely free. Final note, the Blueprint 2.0, which has started it all, is up for sale still on CoachRobRegish.com. It's normally $47. You can grab it for $7 for the next couple of weeks. And believe me when I tell you, it is a steal.
That's ridiculous. That really is.
I've had so many guys write me, Carl, and just blown away.
Yeah.
I said, wait till you see 3.0 and the follow ons.
First question comes from Sylvester Hoffman. He says, reading the blueprint and hearing a lot about carthamoid.
Rhabdomyosarcoma. Carthamoids.
Yeah, how do you say it?
Rhopanticum carthamoid.
Thank you. Rhopanticum carthamoid. On SHR, I was curious if you could get Carl to say the word properly. No, if you could find something more in my country. I have searched and found that some people grow luzia in gardens here in Poland. I noticed quite strong stimulatory effects several minutes after drinking and lasting several hours.
in different forms, hard to describe. I have observations and questions. First, I'm diabetic, type 1, 39 years old. Have found Alusia T has quite strong hypoglycemic effects. Do you know something more about this? Second, I use some of other sups like caffeine. Combined with Luzia, is it often too strong feeling of stimulation? I don't recall that you have discouraged simultaneous use of Synthogen and caffeine, but am I wrong? Do you have some observations regarding caffeine and Luzia, or maybe on stimulants in general? And what do you think of using plant leaves in the form of tea or milled leaves powder instead of extract used in Synthogen?
Yeah, just so we're clear here, because there are a number of names that it's referred to. Luesa, you'll variously hear it referred to as Reponsingum carthamoides extract and Luesa, and or Merrill root. And these are all names for the same compound, Reponsingum carthamoides. RC does, in fact, have a glucose-lowering effect. There's no doubt about it. There is no interaction between the RCE that we use in Synthogen and caffeine, but I'm very open to the possibility that yours plus caffeine is too much. It brings up the whole issue of
individuality.
RCE, right, or any other herb for that matter that's grown in Russia or was discovered there. When it's grown somewhere else, the chemical constituents of such change. So it's a fact. The Reponsingum that we get from Russia has a different chemical composition versus the plant grown elsewhere. And this may explain why you get stimulatory effects from your Reponsingum and none with Synthogen. Here's, Seth Flanders, for example. He tried it out for himself. He's working 2 80-hour jobs and training heavy on top of that. He's writing about new PRs, zero soreness today, no soreness from pullovers, back pain, deadlifts. Synthogen took about a week, but it works. The plant leaves, which I believe you're talking about using, Sly, are typically, they lead to a much more unpredictable effect. So while I admire your experimentation here, it's becoming problematic. There might be a place for Synthogen for 8 weeks on and your Reponsingum for 3 or 4 weeks off. I only wish I could tell you the chemical constituents of your Reponsingum. We know from HPLC and HBCS peaks which compounds are in Synthogen, which is why it works so well and consistently from batch to batch. But if you've got a batch of RC that's giving you a stimulatory effect, I wouldn't totally dismiss it.
You know, this is really interesting. This is something that never gets discussed, quite frankly. So
yeah,
all of these supplements that find their origins in natural plant forms, even ectosterone, a lot of products find their origins in plant forms. And so a lot of times manufacturers go, wow, it's really way too expensive for us to import the stuff. Why don't we start thinking about growing it here in the United States or some other more accessible area where it'll be less expensive, we have more control on the growing. What we forget is the soil that it's grown in contributes to the constituents that concentrate in it. That, you know, Rob, until you said that, I really never thought about it. And so you have a different product entirely.
Yeah, and it really does illustrate. Like last week, I talked about the ephedra on the market. Oh, it's ephedra sinica, but if it comes from the leaves, there are no active ephedrine alkaloids. If, however, it comes from the stem of ephedra sinica, then it's loaded with them. So similar situation here with leaves, the whole root, and the extract that we use. My best advice to you, try both. Try to find a place for both.
You have to buy the book that we covered on yesterday's show, the Human Brain and Plant. I'm trying to think what it's called. It should be on my floor here. Plants and the Human Brain by Dr. David O. Kennedy. He talks about the pharmacological effects of plants. You know what we learned yesterday? If you want to improve cognition, eat sage and mint. It has an immediate effect on brain function.
Wow.
Because of something called monoterpenes, which interact with receptors that we have developed through the evolutionary process millions and millions of years ago and improve short-term and long-term memory and clarity. Focus.
Wow.
I know. Just think about that. Sage and mint. It's probably in your cupboard right now. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got more questions. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by Synthogen. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio and feel your brain getting stronger by the minute. We'll be right back.
Get ready for the ultimate lean mass building pro hormone. Fusion Supplements introduces Trenadrol. You'll see dramatic improvements in strength, huge increases in lean muscle mass, a reduction in body fat levels, and zero conversion to estrogen. Shatter those PBs. Trenadrol is the perfect choice on a cut or body recomp as well as bulking. Snag a bottle of Trenadrol at superhumanradio.com. Click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section and use coupon code TRENADROL 3-0 and get 30% off.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out getds.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. The next question comes from Scott Martin. He says, hey, Rob, follow up on the Way Natural USA situation. If I have some powder left in two of my original jars, both with lot numbers, do you have a lab that you use for testing? I have been using it sparingly to stretch it out because I love it so much. Ironically, that could give us an accurate result because I actually have some left. Would you test it?
Well, the issue here is this. What's the end game? You know, you might find out it contains 5 grams of protein and it's loaded with carbs.
With sugar, not just carbs, sugar, right.
You know, or you could find out it meets label claims, at which point you'd only know that's true for that one particular batch. One World Way, which I understand uses the same supplier, recently redid their labels to accurately reflect the 5 grams of protein and 16 grams of carbs and quote unquote other carbohydrate lab test results. Pity the people who ordered and paid for that product. They got 5 grams of protein for almost $125 for a 5-pounder. Regarding the end game, let's suppose you find a label discrepancy on your product there. Then what? If you post your results, unfortunately, in today's world, you open yourself up to point-counterpoint arguments or worse. It just gets, you know, it's a very problematic situation I'd rather not get involved with. So in lieu of all this confusion, there are two products that I would suggest that are very reliable, very consistent. One is Mass Pro Whey. It is a pure whey formulation. I take that back. It's whey concentrate and isolate and some colostrum as well. And Extreme Formulations, Ultrapeptide 2.0. I mean, anyone that's used that knows not only how great it tastes, but it is a whey and micellar casein combination, which lends itself to 7 hours of nitrogen retention after a serving of it. They both have decades of track records insofar as meeting label claims, being very consistent batch to batch, and they're delicious going down. So I hope that's the course of action that you take. I just, you know, who is to say what really is in today's product? I don't know.
You know, I happen to know somebody who tested a sample pack. Somebody who spent over $25,000 has a business on Way Natural USA and tested a sample pack. And I can tell you that the test was done by Chromadex. And when he sent the information on to Way Natural USA, they sent him a threatening letter back saying, you know, if you release this information, you know, we're going to sue you. My attitude is this. Look, I will not do business with someone who has snookered me the first time. They may really fess up and go, oh, you know, I made a mistake. Well, actually, if they fess up and they go, wow, I got screwed too. I'm sorry. I'm changing things. But if they hide things and they act like it didn't happen, and they go, oh, well, we're just out of product right now. And then they miraculously come back with a product that is, by the way, low heat pasteurized, but still calling it the same name that it was before, but charging like a 50% increase in the product. I won't trust them anymore.
Yeah.
That's the bet. You know what? The best thing you can do is not do business with someone who has betrayed your trust. That's it.
And that's why, you know, I told them to just move on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, once that trust has been broken, or even if there's an open question that goes unanswered, then, you know, in today's world, that merits disqualification.
That's it. Vincent Kennedy says, I've been trying for the longest time to get lean through cardio and diet with some weight training mixed in. It's not working. Any suggestions?
Well, it's a typical mistake most trainees make, not balancing the diet, training, and cardio trio, I'll call them. Don't feel too bad, Vince. I made those same mistakes, and others have too. You know, you're chasing a demon, meaning the last 5% body fat. And we all learn the hard way. It's a difficult balancing act. It is my opinion that diet is the most fundamental of the variables, given
Bingo.
You can't burn fat in a caloric surplus, right?
Well, and plus cardio is a poor Burning calories is a poor reason to do cardio. Back the calories out of your diet instead of doing cardio. Then you don't have to worry about losing muscle from your cardio.
Right. So, nor can you build muscle in a deficit, which is why I recommend caloric zigzags, in particular in 3.0. Your cardio should consist of mostly HIIT, in my opinion, with the occasional lift session mixed in on off days. Weight training deserves a dedicated day, and it should consist of 2 days of lactic acid tolerance training, which I've discussed before. It's very rapidly moving from one set to the next in a giant loop. And alternate that with 1 day of heavy training. Bill Starr's 5x5, for example. Time and time again, trainees lose muscle when they're lower, or when they lower the weight on the bar. And that's a fundamental mistake I see in gyms to this day. Because with no heavy loading, there's no reason for the muscle to stay on. In our approach, you get what you need to build muscle on training days and the caloric deficit that's necessary to burn fat on the off days. Overall, I'll say this. You need to reintroduce more weight training, adjust the cardio, and start zigzagging calories to better achieve your goals.
This makes perfect sense. And I say this all the time. People who attempt to eat more and then do an hour of cardio a day, this is a mistake, because excessive cardio will reduce strength, will reduce muscle mass. Adjust your calories instead of doing all that. I mean, it's great to do 20 minutes of cardio a day, even 40 minutes of cardio a day, working in some high-intensity training on some days. But there is no better way to reduce body fat than to reduce calories, keeping protein high, okay, and having enough carbs to fuel energy and workouts. You don't want to sacrifice, as Rob points out, if you can't overload the muscles, you will not maintain the muscle mass that you've gained. You got to at least be able to continue to do the workout you're doing now when you embark on your cutting phase.
Yeah, it's a typical mistake, but it's easily corrected. So,
and I see a lot of guys. Yeah. I see a lot of guys. They go, okay, I'm going to get shredded now. I'm going to start doing 2 1-hour sessions of cardio a day. And unless you're using drugs, if you're using drugs, it's a different story. If you're using drugs that are going to maintain an anabolic environment and increase nitrogen retention, or even supplements that do that, you may have an edge where you can do more cardio. But I have always seen guys lose a net amount of muscle when they bump their cardio up instead of bumping their calories down.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense, does it?
No, and unfortunately, guys get caught in that trap. And, you know, ultimately, every diet fails with time. There's a catabolic effect, or an anti-catabolic effect, rather, that fails with time. Very shortly after the diet, your body will do everything it can to keep the muscle on and keep muscle growing. But past about the 3-week mark, I would say, it becomes very inefficient. So it's like landing a plane.
Yeah.
The closer you get to the runway, the less room for error that you have.
Right. All right. And with that a note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Don't forget that companies like Monsanto have gone to countries where the agricultural industry is suffering and said if you grow GM crops, your farmers will have an easier time growing and it will be cheaper for them to grow and they will do better with it. And that has not happened.
He's pointing out Monsanto's lies one at a time.
Not to mention you have to pay for your seeds every single year. You can't collect your own seeds and regrow. And those seeds are expensive. Roundup is expensive, the pesticides are expensive, and you use more and more and more. And now, to add insult to injury, you don't even end up with more bushels per acre after all of your misery.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio, weekdays at noon.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen.
formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, gain with it. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoForce and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoForce banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour here at Superhuman Radio. So here we have a question from Vince Kennedy. Vincent Kennedy says, I've been trying for the longest time. Oh, I already read that question, didn't I? Sorry about that. Here's the question from Jim Longy. Am I pronouncing that right, Rob?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I note you're a big fan these days of the Blueprint. I train 6 days a week with the seventh day of rest. And I've noticed I'm not progressing as fast as I'd like to. What do I need to do to get progress going again, strength-wise?
Well, there's a fundamental biological law that states as you grow stronger and you lift heavier weights for more repetitions, the demands increase on your body. And which means this, you absolutely must insert extra recovery days periodically to give your body the time necessary to grow larger and stronger. Now, a lot of guys have a problem with this psychologically.
Right.
Because they want to be in the gym. Fine, go in the gym. Just don't lift weights. You know, do your HIIT cardio. You know, do some concentric only exercises, but do not go lowering any weights. So take that to heart. If the trainee is used to training 6 days a week, I would suggest the following. 1 week off of active recovery. And during that week, monitor your waking, resting heart rate, even before you get out of bed. You should see it coming down over the course of the week. In other words, you know, let's say you start out at 70 beats per minute on Monday. You'll see that come down by Saturday or Sunday to 60, which is a clear indication that you have been overtraining, much better than the subjective signs that guys usually use. Now, upon resuming training, you should switch to a one-on, one-off. The off day should consist of some form of cardio, general physical preparedness, like sled dragging or like activity. Now, here's the key. Every 10 days or so, reevaluate your strength gains. If they're slowing down, suggest going to a one-on, two-off, or otherwise, you know, massaging your exercise template. That's going to give you the time that the body needs to grow larger and stronger, as well as giving your central nervous system and mind a break. Here's the bottom line. You can't violate the stimulate, recover, grow steps that the body must go through to grow new muscle. If you do, progress will stagnate and eventually reverse. Instead, insert those extra recovery days where necessary and reap the rewards. It's going to take some discipline at first, both physical and mental, but almost every trainee to a person that I have counseled came back to me and said they were much larger and stronger.
And keep in mind that I just went to a one-day-on, two-day-off routine because my strength has increased and I just can't recover in time to do a two-on, two-off right now. So yeah. Everybody does it. You have to do it. You have to do it. I want to springboard to a different question because I'm trying to monitor time. I'd like to go to Rick Pack Jr.'s question.
Sure.
Hey, Rob, in the spirit of discussion of play and its health benefits led by guest Dr. Kwame Brown in Supreme Radio's episode 1450, can you talk about the last time you felt like you were playing in the gym? It sounded to me like play meant being creative, having fun, and often includes social interactions.
You know, I'm going to be honest with you on this one. I don't look at time in the gym as play. For me, it's always been serious business. And that may be a mistake on my part. But, you know, for me, it served me well. What I think he's saying here is this. Gym time should have some levity to it and perhaps he's right. Your workouts should be something you look forward to, not dread. Now, I have in the past done that, but it never stuck. It felt good while I was doing it, but, you know, this kind of guilt set in afterwards that I wasn't making progress towards my goal. The whole issue brings up the issue of stoking the fires, right, both physically and mentally. I would agree that you absolutely need to do this to level out your serious gym time with the play that he's proposing. A great way to do that might be to incorporate one bodyweight only session per week.
Mm-hmm.
New exercises, new rep ranges, that'll do it. With the bodyweight stuff too, you're challenging your physiology, but without the prodigious external loads of weight training. You're also strengthening up tendons, ligaments, bursa, and fascia, or the underlying soft tissues so important to muscle strength. So I would encourage you to pursue this, and it's given me a renewed cause to pursue it too. Great example here of listeners helping other listeners, and even me, the guy that usually gives the answers, which is why I included it. So thanks for that, Rick.
I'd like to speak to this too, because I've been paying attention to this more as well. You know, there are definitely going to be sessions where you are there to work. Most notably leg day for me, and back day. Those are days that I can't turn it into play. I cannot move that kind of weight, and do the kind of volume of work that I'm doing without feeling like it's work and not play. But the flip side of that is I have now incorporated in to my working sets some light sets to finish up the session so that I leave on a lighter note, no pun intended. And also I make sure that if I have a heavy leg day, that I also have my next leg day be a light leg day, one where I can actually, I may not talk to a lot of people, but if I wanted to, I could, because I'm not exhausted and being haggard by moving quickly and right. trying to get my, you know, I think the notion of play is this. You walk out of the gym feeling like you had fun, not like you got crushed. So if yeah. you're work, if you walk out of the gym going, man, I feel like King Kong, I feel great, that session was play. If you walk out of the gym going, oh my God, I don't even know if I'll be able to walk to the car, that was definitely not play.
Yeah. And you know, the brain can only take so many sessions like that. Even if you're hitting PRs, the brain and the central nervous system eventually are going to come down. And let's face it, you know, who's going to have 100% workout hitting PRs every time? Nobody. Nobody.
And that's, you know what? The only reason that would be important to you is because you're in a rush. You're impatient for progress. Progress takes time. Just like graduating a 4-year degree takes time. And you're not going to get through it any faster. They won't let you take the number of classes. It's created so you have to take time to do it. And the problem is that by and large, the supplement industry, the magazines, they create this illusion that in 16 weeks, you're going to go from mediocre to hypermuscular. And everybody thinks that that's a real possibility. So they go, well, gee, I just need to keep lifting heavier and heavier every session. And you end up grinding yourself into dog meat and going, wow, you know, nothing is working anymore. What am I doing wrong? What you're doing wrong is you're trying to make the impossible happen. And there may be some genetic freaks out there who can train, you know, Rich Froning, for instance, train and push themselves constantly and keep finding more room to push themselves. But the average guy like me and probably you can't do that. So you need to look at having light sessions, even light weeks where you back off completely. You go, I'm just going to go in and take 50% of my max weight and do some reps and talk to people and enjoy myself and take a shower and go to work.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
Yeah. It's something that frankly, it's just caused me to rethink my own training, because I'm Mr. Serious 100% of the time. And I've been told that, and it works against you. You know, people are not going to open up to you if you've got the game face on 24/7.
Well, I don't want people to talk to me. I even keep my earphones in when I don't have an MP3 player that works, because I don't want to be interrupted. But let's do this. On that note, let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto is kind of like the head of the serpent.
The battle cry against Monsanto is being broadcast.
But I've said that separating government from that industry is like trying to separate Siamese twins or conjoined twins who share a heart. You have to make a decision which is going to live and which is going to die. There's no easy way to separate.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Later in the show, Tony Gentilcore will be on talking about lifting heavy things. Being strong is an important part of the longevity prescription. Don't miss out on it. Exercise mitigates everything. All the damaging effects of life, exercise seems to be effective at mitigating. So we'll be talking about that later. Okay, the blueprint tip of the day. The return of the weight gainers, fad or fashionable. I like that. Yeah, you're right. They are coming back, aren't they?
They are coming back. But, you know, I was going to do this piece on weight gainers, and I suppose that's a worthy topic because they're making a comeback and there's a whole new generation of kids that they're selling to. However, if what happened to me recently can happen to you, and it can, I need folks to pay attention to some of the mistakes I made and note the consequences of my actions. Mistake number one, I hadn't trained in 10 days and maybe more, and that went for cardio too. A number of factors led to that, having a worsening lower back, which gratefully is getting better, family issues, money, equipment failures, more money problems, and quite frankly, it may have been the worst week of my life. Yet, that was just the tip of the iceberg. Lack of training and, you know, a solid training schedule exacerbated the stress, which was building up in my body, which led to mistake number two. For 6 nights in a row, I bet I slept 2 to 3 hours a night at best. And I was like one of the living dead. And believe you me, I felt like it. Racing thoughts, racing mind. I tried everything. everything. No dice. Mistake number three is this. It's easy to justify reason number one, not going to the gym, when reason number two goes hand in hand with it, that being no sleep. So you try to justify it to yourself. And finally, mistake number four. I had even gotten to the point where I stopped grocery shopping. And when I was there, I said to myself, oh, just F it. You know, I'll buy whatever. Who cares if it's not organic? You know, it's not the best top shelf stuff, yada, yada. Yeah, it was that bad. The stress was that bad to cause, you know, to cause me to act in that way. So, I even stopped all of my supplements except for Bronze Organic for over 2 weeks. You know, there was no whey, no Synthogen, Tranquilogen, not even multis or vitamin C and E. And that despite the fact that the bottles are right in front of me on the countertop and the pill boxes too. So last Friday, those consequences showed up. See, I was visiting a clinic to get the most up-to-date theories on anti-aging for my Blueprint Bulletin subscribers. My blood pressure, which is usually a pristine 120 over 70, sometimes even lower, 140 over 101. Now, the fix on that was relatively simple. Getting a good night's sleep and cardio daily for 2 days. And it was for what it's worth, it was high intensity interval training. Brought it back down to 120 over 80, and it's moving lower day by day. Now, I also had some blood work done, which you might be interested in. Testosterone, reference range the lab was using, between 330 and 1100 nanograms per deciliter. I clocked in at a whopping 155. And the biggest kick in the rear was this. I was on 50 milligrams a week of TestCyp hormone replacement therapy.
And I warned you that there's a study that shows that low doses of testosterone like that actually make a man hypogonadal, because it's enough testosterone to interrupt hypothalamic pituitary testicular axis, but not enough to replace what is lost when your testicles shut off. And any doctor who does the 50, 75 milligrams a week is really doing his patients a great disservice. He's pushing them into hypogonadism.
Yeah, because as my luteinizing hormone and FSH levels proved, my body was not making any, there were no signals to my body, to my testicles, to make testosterone. So those, you know, you got a double whammy. In terms of, let's see.
The weight gainer?
That 50 milligrams a sip, needless to say, it really, really hurt me. My free testosterone, it's measured on a scale from 2.82.
To 25?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine clocked in at, 1.9.
Yeah.
So, you know, the only good thing I can say is my HDL levels were running 20 to 40 points above the upper end of the range, and I suspect a lot of that comes from ephedra. Now, how about cortisol? Given a range of 2.3 to 12.3, given the time of day it was drawn, I came in at a whopping 21.0, which didn't surprise me. Due to my lack of sleep, supplementation, etc. My point in all this, I have blood work from just a month prior where I was doing everything right. And in the doctor's words, I wish I had your blood work. Don't let this happen to you, because this is what happens to your body when you ignore it.
Okay, so I got you did change the blueprint tip of the day today, didn't you?
Yeah.
It was originally going to be on weight gainers, and you did want to share this story with the audience instead. So I apologize. You have to remember something, folks, that testosterone cypionate, testosterone enanthate, it has an ester. So for every milligram of testosterone cypionate, only 63 or 65% of it is actually testosterone. Now, if the average man makes let's just say for round figures, 10 milligrams of testosterone a day. That's 70 milligrams of testosterone a day, a week, right? But if you look at the pharmacodynamics of testosterone cypionate, it takes 18 days for the dose that's injected into your muscle to completely dissipate. Now, think about this for a second. So at 50 milligrams, what was he giving you, 50?
50 milligrams okay. Once a week.
Okay, so technically 40 milligrams of it was testosterone. And it was given, and it was being delivered. You get a spike in the beginning, and then it tapers off, but over the course of 18 days. So if you take 40, and I'm not really good at quick math in my head, but if you take 40 and you divide it by, let's say, 18, it's 2 milligrams a day, not 10. Yeah. 2 milligrams a day on average that you're getting. This doctor, and we talked about this. When you told me that that's what he was going to do, I said, Rob, you're going to become hypogonadal.
Well, his comments were, he said he mentioned this to another doc in his practice, and the guy chuckled, and he said, that's what we give women.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he said, and you were right, 100%. It shut down my production. So the good news here, guys, is this. Number one, I'm going to find another doctor.
Yeah.
But number two, and more importantly for you guys, if this happens to you, don't despair, because your health, provided you've been doing this a while, both your muscle and your health come back fast. My blood pressure, I should have gone straight to the hospital, frankly, with a reading like that. But within 48 hours, it was back down again. And why? I didn't take anything. I didn't swallow a bunch of celery seed extract. I got a good night's sleep, and I had two decent HIIT cardio sessions.
Right. And that probably boosted some testosterone. This is what happens to elderly men today. They become, they develop metabolic syndrome from testosterone dropping. High blood pressure, dyslipidemia, insulin resistance. You just got hit with it all at once. That's why you couldn't sleep. You were hypoglycemic. You probably had anxiety going out the yin-yang as well.
Yeah. Oh, it was terrible. Yeah. So, that's the bad news. The good news is I and every listener out there can and will do something about it, because we are men and women of action here.
That's right. We are the superhuman nation. Rob Regish, thanks so much for putting the show together today. Go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about Rob's products and services. We're going to take a quick commercial break. News at the top of the hour. When we come back, we'll have Tony Gentilcore with us. We're going to talk about lifting heavy things. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We shall return.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the superhuman nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
With their Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Physical fitness can help prevent young adolescents' depressions, study finds.
Physically fit sixth graders, especially girls, are less likely to report feeling depressed when they reach seventh grade. According to a study presented at the American Psychological Association's 122nd Annual Convention, even when researchers considered existing symptoms of depression and weight, sixth grade girls who performed better on a cardiorespiratory fitness test were less likely to feel depressed when they were surveyed again in seventh grade. There was a smaller but similar effect on boys' depression. A student's physical activity level may change from week to week, whereas fitness is a result of more prolonged physical activity. Moreover, depression in adolescence is associated with a range of poor school and health outcomes later on and is the main cause of disability in this age group, according to the World Health Organization. Depression that begins at this time can lead to chronic or reoccurring depression in later years, and fitness programs are one way to help prevent depression in middle schoolers. Regular marijuana use bad for teens' brains. Frequent marijuana use can have significant negative effect on the brains of teenagers and young adults, including cognitive decline, poor attention and memory, and decreased IQ. According to psychologists discussing public health implications of marijuana legalization at the American Psychological Association's 122nd Annual Convention, it needs to be emphasized that regular cannabis use, which we consider once a week, is not safe and may result in addiction and neurocognitive damage, especially in youth, said Krista Lisdahl, the Ph.D. director of the Brain Imaging and Neuropsychology Lab at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Brain imaging studies of regular marijuana users have shown significant changes in their brain structure, particularly among adolescents, Lisdahl said. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
With the rest of your Superhuman News, I'm Elliot Turton. Gut bacteria in infants. The population of bacteria residing in infants' gastrointestinal tracts may depend to a greater extent on babies' biology, specifically their gestational age at birth, than on environmental factors, a study finds. Despite the importance of intestinal bacteria in health throughout life, little is known about how the newborn infant gut transitions from a state of complete or near sterility to dense bacterial colonization within weeks of birth. Philip Tarr and colleagues used DNA sequencing to analyze bacterial populations in 922 stool samples from 58 premature infants residing in the controlled environment of neonatal intensive care units. The authors found that bacteria in infants' guts progressed through a choreographed succession of classes from bacilli to gamma proteobacteria to clostridia, interrupted by abrupt population changes. Consumer labs find popular coca powders contaminated. Following up on its discovery in May of high levels of the toxic metal cadmium in several coca-based products, ConsumerLabs.com recently tested additional popular coca products sold in the U.S. to assess the extent of the problem. The independent testing company now reports the problem is widespread among coca powders, involving nearly every brand of coca powder tested. Consumer Labs selected and tested 14 coca products sold in the form of a capsule, powder, liquid, chocolate bar, or nib, including products made from pure coca as well as extracts. These products included Ghirardelli 100% unsweetened coca, Hershey's naturally unsweetened coca, Hershey's special dark chocolate, Nevada's natural coca nibs and coca powder, Nestle Toll House coca, now certified organic coca powder, Sun Food raw coca powder, Swanson full spectrum coca, and Trader Joe's unsweetened coca powder. This has been your Superhuman News Update.
I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Rhythm is a dancer. It's a source companion. People feel it everywhere. Lift your hands and voices. Free your mind and join us. You can feel it in
Welcome
the
back.
Air.
Oh, you know, I've said it numerous times. If someone said to me, okay, you got to make a choice. You got to, you can be strong, but not look it, or you can look strong and not be it. I would absolutely always choose to be strong. And I think that my next guest will agree with that sentiment. He's Tony Gentilcore. How you doing, Tony?
I'm good, Carl. How are you? I really like that Rhythm as a Dancer intro. That's old school 90s. I love it.
I know. I got a lot of old school mashups, so you'll probably like the bumper music today. What do you think of that statement? Would you rather be strong and not look it, or would you rather look strong and not be it?
I mean, I would love to be both. I think that's the holy grail. But if I had to choose, I would definitely love to be strong rather than look it, just because I think there comes a little bragging rights when you can, you know, when you're pulling three times body weight or squatting a lot of weight. Not a lot of people can do that. So I definitely think that's way cooler to actually be strong than to look strong. But I certainly, if we can have both, that'd be great too.
Well, and there is a lot of evidence now coming out of scientific community that being strong seems to convey or confer certain aspects of health and longevity.
Yeah, I mean, think about, I mean, just see the whole idea of having, you know, I guess we can call it functional strength. I mean, even from a, you know, I deal with a lot of athletes, and we're always constantly telling them that you need to have that base of strength in order to pull all those other qualities that you need in order to perform very well on the field. If you can't have agility, you can't have power, you can't have strength endurance without having that base of strength to begin with. And, you know, in dealing with the general fitness population, I think having that base of strength is important too, because, you know, it's going to prevent injuries.
I was watching yesterday, apparently Philips, the electronics company, purchased Lifeline, I've fallen and can't get up company, and they had they had some startling statistics on TV the other day. They said that once you round the age of about 65, if you fall and you're unable to get up, the probability that you will die as a result of that fall is increased by like 600%.
Oh, I don't sound that percentage at all.
And you know, people don't understand that elderly people can't get up off the floor when they fall. That's it. They lay there and they die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's actually, that would be like my worst nightmare. I would not want that to happen. You know, and it's funny because we're starting to see a little bit more of a presence of the senior citizens coming into gyms and into facilities. So I think they're even noticing the importance of, you know, strength training and how that's going to prevent them from injuring themselves as well. So that statistic does not surprise me at all, and hopefully it serves as an impetus for more senior citizens and older populations to seek the advice of personal trainers and coaches.
Well, and there have been studies as far back as 2007. I did a show with a fellow from the VA Medical Center in California, and they used grip strength as – they used leg press strength at the beginning of the study period, And then every so often they tested it again, and they followed a very, very large population of men, veterans. And I want to say it was over 16 years. And the men who had the weakest leg press strength at the beginning of the study got progressively weaker throughout the rest of the study and died sooner. The men who were the strongest at the beginning of the study were still alive at the end of the study, and many of them maintained their strength. So they came away saying that the strong live longer. And now we have research that shows that men who maintain muscle mass up to 65 and women up to 55 have a lower all-cause mortality rate than the general population. Well, if you've got muscle mass, you've got some strength. You're going to be able to lift things and move things and be and ambulate better. So the medical orthodoxy is starting to get the message that if we want our patients to live longer and be healthier, we cannot ignore muscle and strength any longer. And that's when guys like Tony Gentilcore come into the picture, because the doctor doesn't know a damn thing about helping his patient build strength.
Right.
Right?
I've heard some pretty spotty advice from physicians in the past about what they think is strength training. So, that's definitely where I come in.
So let's start off with this, okay? My favorite lift until right before the Olympia last year when I tore both the semitendinous and bicep femoris muscles off the bone deadlifting was the deadlift. Now my favorite lift is the squat, which I'm still pretty strong in. And you wrote an article called Strengthen Your Secret Deadlift Muscle. So let's talk about the deadlift, because that can actually translate to living strength, lifting things
everything.
And so on.
Yeah.
So what are the secret deadlift muscles?
Really, it's the posterior chain. Not that they're that secret, but I think the key to performance, and whether we're talking on the field or in everyday life, I think is training the muscles that we don't see in the mirror. I think those are the muscles that a vast majority of people tend to neglect because, again, you don't see them in the mirror. So I'm talking the glutes, I'm talking the hamstrings, I'm talking the erectors. Everything on the back side of the body is an area that we should train more often, because not only is it going to improve performance and strength, but posture as well. So, you know, that's one of the many reasons why I tend to gravitate towards the deadlifts, because I whether you're an elite athlete, whether you're a CEO, whether you're a soccer mom, whether you're a 14-year-old newbie just walking to the gym for the first time, I think, you know, grooving that hip hinge pattern and grooving that deadlift is going to reap many awards down the road.
I was looking for someone's name. There's a Judy Madsen who came on my show a couple years ago. I want to say she's in her 70s, and she entered a deadlift competition under the request of her trainer, who is a friend of the show, Alex Wapretsky, and she pulled a 225-pound deadlift. I forget what her body weight was. I mean, she was, fairly lightweight, you know, for a woman her age. She encountered a car accident, and her physician told her that if it wasn't for her strength training, she probably would have been had a bunch of broken bones and been, moved into a nursing facility. But because of the muscle mass that she carried, she didn't really sustain any real injury from the car accident.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, strength training is obviously going to be a great way to, avoid osteopenia and osteoporosis. And, I've trained, the oldest woman I've trained was 82. And, I wasn't having her pull 225. I mean, she couldn't pull that much. But she was certainly doing, I had her doing rack pulls like 100 pounds.
Right.
And, of course, she was like, oh, dear Lord, I won't be able to lift. I mean, we had to work up to that, of course. But, she saw marked improvements in just her movement quality, absorbing force, just stuff that normally gave her problems on everyday life she could do easily, whether it was picking up her grandchild, picking up a bag of groceries. Strength, again, is going to be integral, and the deadlift, to me, is a movement pattern that everyone should be doing. You know, I it boggles my mind that people are out there saying, oh, deadlifts are dangerous and, you know, you're going to hurt yourself. And I just want to be like, do you realize that you deadlift every single day of your life?
Yeah, right.
And, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to load everyone with a 300-pound deadlift on day one. I mean, I think that's absurd. And certainly we can go onto YouTube and watch any array of videos that show atrocious technique and atrocious form, and that's what people deem what a deadlift is. When you and I both know that that's not the case.
Right.
If you're working with a well-respected and educated coach or trainer who progresses you accordingly, you would be hard pressed and convince me otherwise that the deadlift isn't one of the top two or three exercises that someone should be incorporating in their routine on a weekly basis.
When my knees were bothering me, this is back in 2004, I went to see a orthopedic surgeon here in Louisville, Kentucky. And when I walked into the his office, he was sitting at his desk, and we talked, and, you know, I told him that I was squatting a lot and powerlifting, and he said, well, whatever you do, don't deadlift. The sheer force on the spine will surely injure you. And then at the end of the discussion, he got up from his desk. He couldn't stand up straight. He was hunched over. And I thought to myself, wait a minute, do I really want to take advice about how to train from this guy who can't stand up straight on his own? We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more questions for Tony Gentilcore. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. This is one of those things, I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Get ready for the ultimate lean mass building pro hormone. Fusion Supplements introduces Trenadrol. You'll see dramatic improvements in strength, huge increases in lean muscle mass, a reduction in body fat levels, and zero conversion to estrogen. Shatter those PBs. Trenadrol is the perfect choice on a cut or body recomp as well as bulking. Snag a bottle of Trenadrol at SuperhumanRadio.com. Click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section and use coupon code TRENADROL 3-0 and get 30% off.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new Kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology.
Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Tony Gentilcore. His website is Tony Gentilcore, GENTILCORE.com. You can check him out there. Okay, so here we're going to give you two tips from Tony to help you get stronger faster, because getting strong is a matter of finesse. If you overdo it, you overtrain, and you stop making progress. If you're not doing the right things, you're not going to make any progress at all. Number one, focus on getting stronger. You think this is a big mistake? Most people go into the gym and they're not really thinking about, my goal is to get stronger?
Oh, big mistake. I think the biggest mistake a lot of people make in the gym is they just go to the gym without a purpose in their training or a goal in their training. And just seeing someone to get strong, I mean, that's a pretty innocuous, random thing too. I think setting performance-based goals, I work with a lot of the women, and you know, one of the biggest goals for them and from my standpoint is they want to be able to do their first unassisted body weight chin up, and you know, to me that is a fantastic strength goal to have, and you know, that gives them a purpose and a goal in their training. So I think that's going to definitely play in their performance in the gym. It's going to give them a goal. It's going to give them that progress that they need to. There's a car alarm going outside. But certainly, I think getting performance-based goals are definitely what a lot of people need to make.
So make the decision that you make the decision first of all. I'm going to the gym to get stronger, and start looking at measuring your progress so that you can say, "Wow, mm-hmm. I got stronger in this movement." And before we go on to the second tip, do you think women are better at this than men because they have less ego involved?
Oh, absolutely. I think I love training women just because, number one, I get to deprogram and the thinking that, you know, a lot of the myths and misconceptions that they've been programmed to think, you know, throughout the years, you know, getting strong is going to make you big and bulky, or, you know, we need to make long, lean muscles and you need to do cardio. I love debunking that, but certainly, I don't have to. If I tell a woman that, okay, your form's a little off, you need to take some weight off the bar, they're fine with that. They're like, right. Cool, let's do it. I do that with a male athlete sometimes, and you can kind of see it's like a jab at their ego.
Right, right.
they feel like, oh, I failed. But like, what do you mean that, to take weight off the bar? So in that regard, women are 10 times better at accepting constructive criticism than a lot of their male counterparts.
Okay, the next tip is an interesting one, the two barbell rule. Explain what that is.
Excuse me, what was that again? I'm sorry?
The two barbell rule?
The two barbell rule, yeah. I think if they're including two barbell-based exercises per workout, that's going to definitely lead to good things happening. So, you know, I think every training session should start with one of the big three, whether it's a deadlift variation, a squat variation, a bench press variation, and there are a million and one variations. So I'm not just saying we have to do a back squat, or we have to do a barbell bench, or we have to do a straight up bench press. I mean, we can do front squats, we can do box squats. You know, there's an infinite amount of barbell exercises we can be doing there. So I think, and then after that, they need to include one more barbell based exercise that's gonna complement that initial movement. So if someone's doing, let's say, a deadlift on one of their days, you know, doing a barbell Romanian deadlift or a barbell glute bridge, to complement that exercise is going to be both in their favor, because then they're going to be able to use more weight. Assuming they're taking progressive overload into consideration, like, a lot of good things are going to happen down the road.
So you would consider a hip thrust, using a bench to hinge your hips against, mm-hmm. would be a barbell move, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Before we go into this next break, you're not a big fan of having everybody overhead press. Is that true?
No, I think people need to earn the right to overhead press. I think most people don't move very well, and there's a lot of postural considerations that need to come into play. And I'm not against overhead pressing. Like, I love it. I think it's fantastic. But to me, people need to earn the right to get to that point.
So when you say earn the right, is that something where you work with them just the bar only and get their form down? You talk about somebody who has their head jutted too far forward. They have to learn. I mean, there's little nuances to it, right?
There's just a lot of compensation patterns that people make when they try to do overhead press. You know, people just don't move well. Like, they have really stiff lats. They have poor T-spine mobility. They don't have a lot of glute activation. They don't have good core strength. So they do a lot of funny things to get the barbell or dumbbells above their head, and it doesn't serve them well. So, certainly, yes, if I lighten the load, I can work that way. But there's other exercises, like landmine exercises, that we can do. Not to mention the corrective exercises we can do to get them into better alignment, and then we can start grooving that overhead pressing pattern that we want to work on.
Do you think a jammer press, where you put the corner of the bar in the one end of the bar in the corner of the floor, and you load it up with plates and you push, instead of an overhead press, it's more of a forward press? You know what I'm talking about?
Yep. That's what we call the landmine press.
Okay.
I've heard it called the jammer press as well. So that is an exercise that we use a lot at our facility outside Boston at Cressy Sports Performance. And we use that almost extensively with our overhead athletes. So we work with a lot of baseball players. So we do a lot of landmine presses or jammer presses with them. And with our general fitness population, I mean, I can't tell you how many times we've had people come in for an assessment who shoulders are killing them. Like, oh, my shoulder hurts. I can't do any overhead pressing. You know, this hurts, that hurts. And, you know, we do their assessment, and we test them in their range of motion, and they're nowhere near where they need to be. And then they're concerned with, hey, when am I going to be able to do some overhead snatching? Or, you know, I'm like, never. Like, you can't get your arms over your head in free space. There's certainly progressions we can use, the jammer press being one of them, that we can get them to the point where they want to be. But a lot of our roles as strength coaches and personal trainers is to kind of pull the reins on people and we have their best interests in mind. Sometimes they don't feel that way, but, you know, we want to get them to where they, to point B, but we want to make sure that we do that in a safe manner and in an efficient manner.
And obviously, if you're suffering from shoulder pain, mm-hmm. you shouldn't be overhead pressing until you rehab your shoulder pain, and then you would have to get your form in a proper place before you start to even try to do overhead pressing, military pressing.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, I don't think overhead pressing is going to be a great fit for most people who have shoulder pain. I mean, there's a lot of different things we can talk about as far as shoulder pain.
What about shoulder width? Do people who have wider shoulders have an easier time overhead pressing than narrow? Or is there anything anatomical that you could point out?
You know what? I probably wouldn't be there's. There's coaches I know that could probably answer that question in 2 seconds, like Brett Contreras, who are more of a research guy.
Uh-huh.
I've never read anything that has spoken to that. But, you know, anatomically, I mean, we can certainly talk about, like, acromion type. But, you know, we unless you get an x-ray, you're not going to know what your acromion type is. So, you know, people who have a certain acromion, who have a little bit more space in that acromion space that the rotator cuff goes through, those are the ones that can do upright rows and overhead pressing until the cows come home and their shoulder never hurts.
Yeah.
But you get someone who has a narrower acromion where there's very little space for that rotator cuff to go slide through. Those are the ones where they even think about doing overhead press as their shoulder screams at them. So, you know, anatomically, from a bone standpoint, sure, I mean, there's definitely research to back that up. But as far as, like, width and anything, or narrower and anything like that, like, I've never read anything, but there might be some people that have come across that.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Tony Gentlecore.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. The pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That, in turn, turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. You heard the ad for GLC a second ago. You heard Gary Stevens come on the show, one of the winningest jockeys in America, made several comebacks. He attributes GLC's Actistatin to helping him be able to do that. I sound a little distracted right now because I'm watching Tiny Meeker bench press 1,102 pounds. He, too, attributes GLC's Actistatin to overcoming his pec tear so that he can continue to bench press. Tiny's going to be on the show as soon as he comes back from, I believe he's going to be in the UK, and he's going to be on one of the Get Strong shows with Coach Wade Johnson and I. We're going to talk to him about this career. Amazing, 1,102 pounds. Can you imagine, Tony?
That's crazy.
I mean, there's guys who squat that, and that's huge, right? This guy's benching it. Which brings me to the next question. Does everyone, or should everyone, and I know that you don't like these, everyone, you don't like these affirmative statements like that are universal, but should people be squatting? Is squatting a good movement to build strength, and does it transfer to other strength areas as well?
Yes, absolutely. I believe the squat is a basic human motor pattern that everyone should be doing. But certainly not everyone can walk into the gym on day one, put a barbell on their back, load it, and squat with good form. I mean, it's gonna be eyewash a lot of times. So that's where the assessment comes in. So, you know, I've heard a lot of trainers and coaches say, well, you know, all these people do assessments and then they just have people squat anyways. What's the point of doing the assessment? And
right.
I get where they're going at. Like, I understand what they're saying, but the point of the assessment to me, and I'm trying to figure out a lot of things. So certainly, I'm looking at their health history. I'm looking at their training experience. I'm looking at their goals. We take them through a variety of movement tests, you know, each person that walks through our doors. And, you know, they have to prove to me that they can do quote-unquote stuff. You know, I think when I write somebody's program, I'm going to put squats in their program, but what their assessment is going to tell me is what variation of the squat I'm going to start them at. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
I've yet to meet anyone that I couldn't teach a goblet squat to in a matter of 5 minutes.
Right, right.
You know, and to teach them to sit back and to push their knees out and to keep their chest up. And, you know, there's something magical about holding that weight in the front of their body as a counterbalance. It gets them to engage their core. It gets them more stable. It gets them in a better spinal position. You know, and then it's just a matter of, we have to tweak things a little bit. Might have to have them squat to a box to keep them honest, or just to teach them to learn proper depth and to teach them to sit back a little bit more. But, you know, everyone's starting point is going to be different, you know, and everyone's ability is going to be different. So, you know, while it might be meat-headed of me saying I'm a strength coach, so it's a little bit meat-headed of me saying everyone's going to squat, you know, I'm not that naive to think that everyone's going to be squatting heavy on day one. So the point of the assessment is to, for them to prove to me, like, okay, where are you at, and then what variation of the squat are we going to start at, and then we're going to build them up from there.
So my problem with squatting right now is my shoulders. And
yep.
I have a limited mobility in my shoulders, and getting my arms back there to hold the bar is so distracting to me that I have a hard time squatting. I mean, the pain in my shoulders lights me up, and it's like I'm not even thinking about squatting now. I'm just thinking about getting this bar off my back. So I've relegated myself to a machine. I happen to be fortunate enough to have access to a power squat. Are you familiar with them?
Yep.
Do you think that that's an effective way to emulate a squat if you just can't hold that bar on your back?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anything that's going to allow you to get load and to be loaded, then sure. Just to give a nice example, too, like at our facility, as I noted earlier, we train a lot of baseball players, and we don't do a lot of traditional back squatting with our baseball players with a straight bar, because getting into that position with the arms is what we call the at-risk position.
Uh-huh.
When they get in fully abducted position and fully externally rotated position, for a baseball player, not that it would be too detrimental, but we just don't want to risk it. So what we have at our facility, we're lucky we have these specialty bars. So we have safety squat bars, so where the bar is still on their back, but they're holding the handles in the front of them, in the front of their body, which that alone, that's a game changer right there as far as anyone with shoulder issues. You know, the safety squat bar, and also giant cambered bars. So the bar's a little bit cambered, and they can just hold the bar directly to their side.
So
we have two or three of those bars each. you know, and our athletes use those exclusively, and they're definitely game changers as far as, you know, number one, making squatting a little bit more shoulder friendly. You know, we're still loading them. I mean, we still have guys squatting 300-plus, 400-plus pounds.
Right.
But even with guys that come in who aren't baseball players, who are just your, you know, general office guys or computer guys that are sitting in the office all day, and they have jacked-up shoulders, you know, I can have them use those bars, and we can still squat them and still address their shoulder issues, with, you know, working on the corrective stuff or soft tissue stuff that we need to work on, you know, the mobility that we need to work on. But, I whether you're using those specialty bars or you're using the power squat rack, I mean, absolutely, I'm all for it.
Eric was on my show in September of 2006 for the first time, promoting his book, The Ultimate Off-Season Training Manual. Do you remember that?
Yep. Oh, my God. He and I lived together. We've lived together for 2 years, so I was with him while he was writing that book by poolside.
Right. And so you know what?
I was there as he was writing that book.
Well, when he was on my show in 2006, Eric Cressy has the distinct, because I was with Clear Channel at the time, right?
Okay.
Eric Cressy
yeah.
has the distinction of being the first guest I've ever had on the show who cursed during the show. And,
oh.
And we didn't have, and my producer wasn't, I mean, I think he said Brick S House. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
You know, Brick
yeah.
S House. And so.
It wasn't one of the Carlin Seven, but close enough.
Yeah. And so I remember my producer looked at me and went and put his hands up like this because he wasn't prepared. So he didn't hit the button that usually would bleep it. And it went out. And I the next time I had him on, I said, now, Eric, you can't curse because this is going out, you know, on AM/FM radio. I said, and he laughed really hard. But yeah, then I had him on after his mobility book. I mean, he's been on the show numerous. He just hasn't been on lately. I don't know why. I'm just thinking to myself, why haven't I had Eric Cressy on? Anthony Roberts introduced me to him way back in the day.
Yep, of course.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I mean, Eric and I have been business partners since 2007. Like he and I, along with our business partner Pete Dupuis, co-founded Cressy Performance. So, you know, Eric and I go way back. We've known each other since like 2004. So, you know, we've lived together for 2 years, and we each got our girlfriends and moved away. But we've been at Cressy Performance since 2007.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. He's very well respected within the
strength
and conditioning.
I mean, I owe a lot. Yeah, I owe a lot to Eric as far as, like, helping me in my career and being a mentor. And certainly having a guy like that 10 feet away if I have a question or anything, it helps out. Like, he's a terminator when it comes to anatomy information and information in general. The guy's brilliant. He's very smart.
Go to Tony's website. It's Tony Gentilcore, GENTILCORE.com. During this break, we'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for a great deal. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for 24 months and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. And of course, Dish is home to award-winning technology like Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Free HD for 24 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. And scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Get more for less with Dish. Call Digital TV Dish at 800-290-4860 for details. That's 800-290-4860. Call 800-290-4860. Limited time offer. Separate 24-month commitments and termination fees apply. Restrictions include credit qualification and auto pay and
paperless billing. DishNet not available in all areas. Call for details.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Tony Gentilcore about lifting heavy things. Lifting heavy things are good for you. Don't be afraid. Yeah. Learn how to lift heavy things. Right? I mean, wallow in the strength. It's, you know what? So few people today are strong. Be strong. It's something attainable. I mean, man. So what do you got going on? I know you're going to the UK very soon, right?
Yeah, my first trip to Europe. I'm kind of excited. Well, I'm very excited. I'm not excited about the flight over, but I'm very excited to go over there.
Yeah. Well, as long as you're not flying over any place that's having a war, you know.
So yeah, my buddy and I, Dean Somerset, are going to be heading over to London to do a weekend or a 2-day workshop at the Third Space in Soho, the weekend of, I believe it's September 13th, and we basically it's 2 days where we talk everything from assessment, corrective exercise, cueing the big lift. So we're going to be talking about cueing the deadlift and the squat and the bench press, and we're going to be troubleshooting the lifts and everything like that. And really, it's just a way for us to train the trainers. Mm-hmm. You know, there's going to be a lot of trainers that attend, but there's certainly plenty of general fitness population people that come in and who like to educate themselves and take their knowledge base to the next level. So, yeah, we're going to be doing that in second weekend of September, so I'm looking forward to that.
What's that cost?
It's called, we call it the Excellent High Five Workshop because we couldn't think of anything more wittier.
Right.
It's at the Third Space in Soho. So I've had it up on my blog, and I know Dean has as well.
How much will it cost personal trainers who want to go there and take the course?
Yeah, for we passed the early bird deadline, so right now it's going to be $4.99 for 2 days.
And does it count? Does it count as continuing education credits?
Absolutely. There'll be CEUs available, and it's going to be 2 8-hour days where it's just you're going to have full access to Dean and I. And he and I are very much like we definitely have an itinerary that we follow, but we're very much wanting to get the crowd involved. So a lot of this improv, like you know, someone might ask a question, or we go off on tangents and rants, and it's a good time. So and we like to keep it to a small group. Like we've limited these workshops to no more than 25-30 people. So you know, people definitely have a lot of access to us.
Yeah, it's really cool. And obviously, if you are a personal trainer and you're not continuing to learn, then you're no different than the doctor. Who sees patients and uses the same things that he learned in medical school 30 years later to treat them. I mean, if you're not learning, you're stagnant. You're not doing anything. Don't try to help people.
Yeah, it bothers my mind that there's a lot of fitness professionals out there that don't go out of their way to make themselves better. But this is a great way to do so.
Who trains you?
Who trains me?
Yeah, do you have a personal trainer? Do you have somebody
to? I have friends that I reach out to from time to time. I mean, it's lucky because at the facility, between Eric, myself, and the rest of the staff and the interns, like, we always train together. So we have a pretty good training environment at the facility. When we all show up either before work or we wait till after everyone's left and we train as a group. But, you know, there's certain individuals in the past that I've reached out to write programming for me because, I mean, the hardest person to train is yourself, and I'm writing dozens, if not hundreds, of programs all the time, and sometimes the hardest program to write is when I have to sit down and write for myself. So, you know, I've reached out to various people in the past and had them write programming for me, and just have somebody else do the thinking for me, it makes a huge difference.
Well, and I always find it interesting. So I asked this question to a woman who's a personal trainer at the gym that I train at, and so we were talking one day. And it's funny. I'll tell you two stories. And I said to her, who trains you? And she looked at me. She says, what? And I said, well, who works with you on your training? You know, helping you with your programs and so on. She goes, well, I do. She says, I'm a certified personal trainer. And I looked at her. And I went, okay. And I thought to myself, so let me get this straight. You tell other people that they need a personal trainer, but you don't. So what are you really saying? Maybe everybody should train themselves if they read a book and go to the internet and Dan John even talks about this. You know, Dan said like, look, you know what? You can't write your own programs because you're not going to be doing the things that you need to do. You're going to be doing the things you want to do.
Exactly. And this is coming from a guy who's been coaching for longer than a lot of people have been alive. So it's kind of hard to disregard the wisdom that comes out of Dan John. Like I don't think I've ever disagreed with anything he's ever said.
Which, by the way, so a funny story about this same woman. So she trains this really, 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 really heavy guy. I feel bad for him because he's making zero progress. He's been working with her for at least a year now. And his body hasn't changed at all, but he comes in and she's got him doing all this crazy stuff. So one day they're on the machine next to me. I'm on the pec deck. And what I like to do with the pec deck is I like to vary my range of motion and the speed in which I do them. And I even like to do some days where I just do a couple reps and then a static until I can't hold it anymore. And I do a few sets of those. I like to change it up. And so this one day, I had it in my mind. I thought, I'm going to do every rep from a dead stop. So I'm going to let it go all the way back until the plates settle down. I'm not going to let them bounce and have that initial momentum to launch me. And then I'm going to launch off again. And so I was doing this. And as I was getting into the latter reps of each set, I would let it rest for a second, and I would really have to grunt it because I mean, I'm not bragging. I had every plate pinned. And she looked at me, and she goes, you're going much too heavy. And I said to her, well, how can you tell? She goes, well, you should be doing a fluid motion. And I said, no, I'm doing a series of single reps. And she looked at me like I was crazy, and I says, never mind. Yeah. And that was it. And it's like, this is the same woman who says that she doesn't have a personal trainer that works with her.
I'm trying to get strong. Never, like, move on.
Yeah, really. Leave me alone, right? Like, who has...
I mean, I travel across the country, and I see, like, I have to, when I do travel, I train at commercial gyms. And, you know, I give most people the benefit of the doubt. Like, I watch somebody do their exercise, and, yeah, I'm a coach. I'm always observing. So I'm like, oh man, their back's rounding on their deadlift, or they're using a little bit more body English on their rows, and you know, but they're doing what they're doing, like they're exercising. But when somebody's with a trainer and I see that kind of stuff, that really makes me shake my head. Like, the biggest pet peeve of mine, and when somebody loses full credibility, is when you're a trainer and your client's doing something with atrocious form, and you're clearly not fixing it. Like that, I see it all the time at commercial gyms, and it makes me sad because there's people paying good money for that. And like you said, the guy has been working there for a year and hasn't really made much progress. Like, I feel bad for
him. He's made no progress. Look, he's a physician. Okay, I don't want to out the guy. He's a physician, and I talk to him in the sauna sometimes. And he's a big drinker. He likes to drink every day. And I said, I said, you got to stop drinking. I said, you're not going to. I said, the exercise you're doing may mitigate some of the damage you're doing, but it's not going to be enough because you're eating the wrong foods. He doesn't sleep. He's up late at night all the time watching television. He's a big drinker. And I'm like, I know that you're doing this exercise because you're hoping that it's going to improve your health in the face of your bad lifestyle habits, but it's not going to work. You have to do more than just go to the gym. But
yeah,
he doesn't get it.
People don't understand that. So it's not so much what you do in the gym, but what you do out of it that's really going to pay dividends.
And he's not getting stronger, by the way. He doesn't focus on strength
at
all.
Full
he
just, circle, yeah. Right. Getting the strength comes, what it comes down to is this, again, like setting performance-based goals. Like if he and his trainer would set a goal, like, listen, I'm going to work on getting, 1.5 times body weight for reps for deadlifts. I guarantee stuff's going to happen. I mean, he's going to be lifting some appreciable weight more than what he's probably doing now.
He's going to have to change his lifestyle because, interestingly enough, if you focus on that, all of a sudden you go, well, I can't drink, man. I'm not strong when I drink the day before. And then you find that you're stronger. Oh, when I sleep good, I'm stronger. And then all of a sudden, all these things fall into line. All the planets align when your focus is getting stronger.
Yeah, because you're not necessarily worried about the scale weight, you're not worried about your waistline. It's like, I'm worried about getting this number on this list and hitting that number. Then everything else is just gravy. Like, you focus on that performance-based goal, you focus on what your training log tells you. Like, are you lifting more weight than you did the previous week?
Yeah.
If people did that, they actually kept the training log and competed against their own training log, I guarantee good things will happen.
We'll close the interview with this statement. Strength is a noble goal to attain. So there you go. Tony Gentlecourt, thanks for being on the show today, brother.
Well, I appreciate it, Carl. Hopefully get back home back soon.
Take care. Again, go to Tony's website. It's Tony Gentlecourt, GENTILCORE.com. And don't forget about Rob Regish, the Blueprint Power Hour, CoachRobRegish.com. And we will see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Tomorrow's Wednesday. We have some really good shows planned for the rest of the week. I think you're going to really like them. I hope that you get to tune into every one of them. Please always patronize the sponsors whenever possible. This show is free because sponsors place ads. Now, I'm not saying that you should go out and drop money on every sponsor that's on the show, but whenever it makes sense, please patronize the sponsors. See you tomorrow.